Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony.
Radio Shock Jock.
Opie and Anthony.
I refuse to sit here and think that radio has to be nice. Why? Why does radio, out of any other medium, have to be nice? We are being now held to a standard where we have to be nice and make people feel good. Go screw!
Radio bad boys, Opie and Anthony.
Controversial radio personalities, Opie and Anthony.
Infamous DJs, Opie and Anthony.
Talk show radio hosts, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Radio shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
We got Big A in studio. He's got the tongue scraper.
Oh.
He just scraped out an oyster.
E-Rock, get in there for a sip of that sample.
Opie and Anthony.
Why don't you shut up? Shut up! Shut the f***!
This is where entertainment is going.
Would you reenact Baby Diaper Mustache and Tippy Tom's underpants?
Sure. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
It's like the underpants were dyed brown. All right, open them up.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Hey, we got a big star on the phones here to wish Anthony a very happy birthday. Celebrating
big star
your 44th birthday.
Who's this?
Well, you're gonna find out in a second. Hello, sir.
Hey, man, don't set me up with the big star shit.
Oh. Kevin. Oh,
How are you?
I thought it was Dave Rabbit.
How you doing, man?
Good. Inside, happy birthday, Anthony.
Thank you, sir.
How old?
40 flurf, as I've been told.
What are you going to do for the big day?
Tomorrow's the birthday, really, but today,
well,
you know,
why the fuck am I calling in now?
Yeah, because we're...
Why didn't I just call you at your house tomorrow and wish you a sincere happy birthday?
I know, that would have been better than the phony of day before, only because we're on the air and we're off tomorrow
the
call.
Fake put a gun to our celebrity friend's head and make him call in the show.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, big party going down in New York City. Where the hell is it? Where is it?
Smith's
Bar. Yeah, gonna have a little shindig, as I like to say, over there.
And lots of guns, I'd imagine, video games.
Oh, plenty of guns and video games. That's my life now. I've really gotten bad with the gun thing. I even have to admit it.
Did it start with video games? Like, your character was holding guns, so you want to have the same guns?
I have bought guns based on how they worked in the video game, which is a little odd.
That's
but
amazing.
As far as handguns go, I've gone a little wild on the handgun thing. I really
like... Do you buy old ones, too, or do you...
No, they have to be brand new.
Oh, really?
I like brand new ones. Although I got one from Dr. Steve. Which it amounts to, I think it's a joke. I think Dr. Steve wants to repair people's broken wrists. So he gives them this gun, they break their wrist, and then Dr. Steve has to heal it. And you go, take this thing back. Yeah, it's pretty much what amounts to a deer rifle in a handgun.
Wow.
And it loads in the back like a howitzer. It's like a breech loader. You got to twist this thing. One shell goes in, and it'll take your arm off.
You shot it?
Yeah, no, not yet. That one's waiting, but he said please videotape when you shoot it and get somebody else to shoot it first.
Wow.
Which is kind of fun. But I got that, and I got a couple of other ones, a 9mm, a 40 caliber, 45 caliber. And I'm taking a lot of heat because I wear one around the house.
You wear one.
Well,
thank you, Louis.
I have. See, everyone
like
says
a,
that.
Like in a holster, like the sheriff.
Well, like, not like. No, it's not low slung like a sheriff or Han Solo on the leg.
No,
I'm not
a blaster.
A blaster holster. I'm not wearing that. It's concealed.
Is it a shoulder holster.
It's
like
very concealed. No,
it's not Pacino kind of
Pacino shoulder holster. Yeah. No, no, it's very comfortable. It's very form fitting, like a wallet. It's a smaller gun, and it's there so. Because if somebody breaks in your house, you have to say, excuse me, let me get my gun, or I hope I'm close to my gun.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not more disturbing than folding the $20 bill into, you know, like the fact that you walk around the house with a
fucking
gun.
Because there's never been home invasions on Long Island. Never. It's the home invasion capital.
As you're walking through the house with your ascot on and your fucking...
Ascot.
And you just have a loaded fucking gun ready for action.
I have... Why wouldn't I wear...
That paranoia doesn't match... the 9/11 may have been a fucking self-inflicted attack.
There are home invasions all the time on Long Island.
I understand that.
So why is it paranoia?
We're not talking about that. You change it. You're walking around the fucking house with a gun on yourself, on your person.
It's security.
Just in case. Somebody feels your door in.
Makes me feel secure.
Neither thing is paranoia. It's both true. It's white people run everything and black people steal.
Oh, shit. Jesus so Christ. What? Oh,
that's why he wears a gun.
Thank God Louis
and that's
a minority
why we
too.
Fold the $20 bill in half.
Hey, what about Kevin Smith?
When did you?
Oh, well, hold on a minute.
Hey, Kevin.
I have this mental image of Anthony in the Hunt for Red October walking around a U-boat with a fucking gun on his hip. Waiting for the Russian spy to come out. Dude, wearing a gun in the house, I mean, why not just have multiple guns, one for each room, keep them handy rather
yeah.
than
see,
around.
That, yeah. that hey, is
you're
insane.
You're going to do like the end of Young Guns.
That
like,
is insane.
Have guns can loaded in every question? Corner of the house.
Is there a Chinese guy that jumps out the closet and you fight him when you come in the house?
Kato? No, I don't have a Kato. First of all, it's
that
not
a Pink
as
Panther
safe.
Reference.
That's the Pink Panther.
Yeah, I got it.
It's not as safe having guns laying all over your house that, as it is having one on you.
Do you have like iron windows that come down? And
Nope.
Like just searchlights that point outward from your house?
Well,
not yet.
They do point like, inward, though. It's
not
like
yet.
They're on my house and in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And then I want those scanners. I need some scanners.
Yeah.
I'm just,
you know what your house,
I'm
a
security guy.
Looks like? It looks like a house from a movie where you're the last man alive
that's
and everybody else is zombies.
Yes, yeah, Legend.
Oh, I am Legend.
I know.
I do have the exact
Omega
same
man.
Car from that. And you could keep on imagining what my house looks like, Patrice, because I don't think you'll ever see it.
Probably not.
Oh,
probably
shit.
Not.
And he means it.
I'm kidding. I'm going to have a big party once it's all done, and you're cordially invited.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you wear, like, if you have a party, do you wear
my
the gun?
Two neighbors
during,
will freak out.
During your parties, do you wear
I haven't had a party.
A party wearing a gun?
I haven't had a party. I don't have people over my house.
Where I really want to know specifically, like, you wear a gun when you're in the house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when
That's
you
no
come,
joke.
What is the routine?
That's like, what you come I home, he puts his radio clothes away, and he puts on his cowboy outfit.
And what about when you walk around in your underwear? Do you have, like, the holster on
just
your gun and your underwear?
I don't walk around with
and
my underwear.
You wear, like,
I don't walk around in my underwear.
And a gun, or?
And I know he wears tidy whities.
I'm fully dressed.
Yeah, all the time.
Most of the time. Well, I walk around in my underwear. No, I don't wear the gun. I don't tuck it down the front. And usually I go to the range after work and stuff, blast off a few rounds, and I'm dressed for it. I have the holster on and everything.
Where is the holster? When you're not in the house.
The holster is in one of my drawers.
Wow. And so you go, you get.
So I go home.
You come home,
yes.
you put your keys on the
I
night
put my
table.
Keys on the night table. I empty everything out. I put my holster on, put my gun in it.
And where's
pull
the gun?
Shirt
is, it
over
safe?
It.
Is it in a gun safe? And,
what? I don't have kids running around the fucking
yeah,
house.
Yeah, but if somebody home invades
do.
Before you get home,
yes, they are locked
they find
up.
Your, okay,
they are you. Locked up.
Hey, what about Kevin Smith?
Yeah. Oh shit, Kevin's on the phone.
Kevin,
is it like a Mister Rogers thing where you come home, you take off your radio sweater from the closet, you pull your holster,
exactly.
put it on? Won't you not be my invader? Hi, yeah, invaders, dude. You know what would be more intimidating for a home invader if you just walk around naked with a constant erection. You don't even need a gun, dude. Just walk around constantly with a fucking hard on, and anybody coming into your house will immediately turn around and leave.
You know, Kevin, people don't understand. Long Island, there's a lot of home invasions. And if you're this guy, just please try to picture this. Your home, and it happens. The people that have been invaded on, this has happened. They're coming home. They're doing something. They go outside. Or they think UPS is at the door, whatever it is. Someone gains entrance into their house. Do you think for a second they're thinking, I sure am glad I don't have a gun on me? Or do you think everybody in that situation goes, fuck, I wish I had a gun on me right now?
I know exactly how to deal with home invaders. I've taken practice for it, training.
Yeah.
If I encounter a home invader in my home, immediately start crying and offer to suck his dick to let me live.
Hey, Anthony, do you hand out guns to all your visitors when they come over?
Like party favors.
That would be awesome.
Everybody
man.
Gets to carry. No, I don't.
All right, well.
I think it takes a lot of courage to admit that you have a
hold on, we got
gun around your house.
Well,
because I'm sure a lot of people do it and they don't tell
hold on,
their
this
friends.
Is getting really...
Why wouldn't you tell? I'm a card-carrying member of the National Rifle Association. From my cold dead hands.
This is getting really busy. We got Keith the cop on. Kevin Smith is still on the line as well. Keith, what's up?
Hey, no, no, I'm over at the house, and I was just seeing if it was okay. Anthony, can I have permission if I just went upstairs and we just pal-talk camera the gun closet real quick? Could we do that?
So no, do not pal-talk my gun closet. I don't. I,
just
yeah.
The way they're laid all over the place.
The ex's closet is now the gun closet. Get rid of the fucking shoes and bring on the guns.
Hey, that's nice. That's a nice trade.
That's
right there.
Pretty much Ooh. It. Look at Patrice just shaking his head.
What's wrong, Patrice?
It's just that
it's paranoia.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, this Miss Illuminati and this maniac walking around the house 365 days a year preparing for a fucking home invasion.
You know, it's just.
But they go hand in hand because the Illuminati is based on white paranoia.
Right.
That long ago, we knew we were afraid of black people.
Mm-hmm.
And we started etching things in dollar bills to send each other signals of what to do in the future.
If someone gains entry into my house.
I don't understand.
I know, I'm Mexican.
How do you do that, though? Why do you do that? And how do you do that?
Because it doesn't matter, even though I'm from
Mexico. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because my skin is white and I look like other people.
But are you undercover or something? I hope so. Yeah. Are you trying to help us at all?
I'm a white guy whose family has been hurting brown Mexicans for many generations.
Mm.
So that's what we do over there.
But you don't seem like you enjoy.
Yeah.
You have a white guilt that he doesn't really embrace at all. It's a weird thing, Louis.
Because of his Mexican heritage.
It's something going on there. You want to embrace your Mexican heritage, but you're scared of losing some of these deals that you get.
Because he's a white guy.
You?
Louis is a complete white guy.
I don't have a fucking choice. I'm me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I
can't trick nobody into not being me.
I know,
but
that's exactly it.
If you're a redheaded Mexican who has a full head of hair that he cut to make him look like an old white guy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
No, man.
If you were from a family of Mexicans and you came out looking white, wouldn't you take all the advantages of the benefit of the doubt from police?
I would try to be their leader.
You know?
The leader of the Mexicans?
I would try to be the leader of the Mexicans. The assimilated, gentrified Mexican leader.
Well,
the
leader. Go back there and run for president. Maybe
it should.
Hey, what about Kevin
Smith?
Kevin's still on the phone. Sorry, Kevin.
It's not even your fucking birthday. I want to go back to bed.
I know.
Let Kevin go to sleep. He's in L.A.
We're forcing all these guys to get up early just to wish Anthony a happy birthday. Hey, really fast, a lot of people are wondering, how did Jimmy do on your movie?
Jimmy did great, man. He's still in there.
Awesome. He didn't.
Nice.
He's not on the floor yet. That's
no,
good.
No. He won't hit the floor. He's pretty secure at this point. He did great.
I mean,
it's akin to the Spider-Man appearance. In fact, he probably had more screen time in Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
But he gets to be more Jimmy in this than he did in Spider-Man. I think.
Nice. Very good,
Kevin. Thank you so much for calling.
Happy birthday, sir. When I'm back east, I'll check in and visit.
Yeah,
I think mid-May. May 14, 15, I think we're going to play poker at the Stash.
I want to play poker and let's fleece our fans again. That was fun, counting our money at the end of the night. And
You mean fleece my fans? You didn't have any fans there.
I had two.
They were all talking about Stern. Who are you kidding?
All right, Kevin.
Happy birthday, sir.
Kevin Smith, everyone.
Bye.